Now the news, I'm Ken Yu. China says it will focus on five key missions in the upcoming visit by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. An official with the Chinese Foreign Ministry said they include establishing correct understanding, promoting mutually beneficial cooperation, and jointly shouldering the responsibilities as major countries. The official also added that mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, and win-win cooperation have always been the fundamental principles guiding bilateral ties. The U.S. Secretary of State will begin his trip on Wednesday. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says his country will always be Cambodia's most reliable friend and firmest supporter for its development. He made the remarks while meeting Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet in Phnom Penh. The senior Chinese diplomat said China will continue to work with Cambodia to build a community with a shared future and deepen mutually beneficial cooperation. Hun Manet told Wang Yi that China's development has brought important opportunities to regional countries and Cambodia has benefited a lot from it. He said Cambodia firmly supports China's position on issues concerning its core interests and is willing to work with Beijing to strengthen cooperation in various fields. Earlier, Wang Yi also met with Cambodian King, the country's foreign minister, and other officials. Official data shows China created over 3 million new urban jobs in the first 3 months of this year. That's a quarter of the annual target for 2024. Meantime, the country's surveyed urban unemployment rate came in at 5.2% in March. Four people are missing after a ship collided with a bridge and sunk in Guangdong. There were 11 crew members on board when the incident happened on Monday evening. The Zhoujiang Bridge is currently closed to traffic. Rescue operations are underway. A series of earthquakes have jolted Taiwan's east coast overnight. The island's weather administration recorded more than 80 of them, with the strongest measured at 6.3 magnitude. The quakes are reported to have been centered on the eastern county of Hualien. No casualties have been reported so far. New York prosecutors say former U.S. President Donald Trump broke the law and corrupted the 2016 election by trying to cover up sexual encounters with an adult film star. They made the comment on the first day of Trump's criminal hush money trial. The former U.S. leader is facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Trump and his legal team have denied any wrongdoing. Karina Mitchell has more from outside the courthouse.
Prosecution went first with opening statements. They're calling this a criminal conspiracy and a cover-up. They said Donald Trump knowingly falsified business records tied to hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels over an alleged dalliance they had. And they say that the hush money was paid, all of this was done to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. In fact, the prosecutor said to the jury, quote, it was election fraud, pure and simple. And it was then the defense turn to present their case. They came out and said Donald Trump is innocent, that he had nothing to do with the paperwork tied to the 34 felony counts against him. All he did was sign the checks. And looking ahead, there will be a hearing in the Tuesday session. Judge Mershon will make a decision on whether Donald Trump violated a gag order with comments he made last week.
Hundreds of faculty members at Columbia University have held a mass walkout. They are protesting against the president's decision to have police arrest over 100 pro-Palestinian students in a protest last week. In response, Columbia University says it will hold classes virtually to try to reset the situation. Tensions have been rising in many U.S. campuses as students are demanding their universities back a ceasefire in Gaza and divest from companies with ties to Israel. A recent study finds that Europe is the fastest warming continent and its temperatures are rising at roughly twice the global average. According to a joint report by UN and EU climate monitoring bodies, temperatures in Europe are now 2.3 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels compared to 1.3 degrees globally. Meantime, the Alps have lost about 10% of their remaining glacier ice over the last 2 years. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.